This is WABE's Litcast, a podcast highlighting Atlanta's live literature and storytelling scene. I'm Mike Johns. Thanks for listening. This week, a story from Teresa Davis about coming out to your loved ones, a poem by Bruce Covey, and a calendar full of readings, storytelling events, book signings, and the like. It is a busy week in Atlanta's literary scene. All right, you ready? Here we go. This week's story comes to us from Stories on the Square, which is a monthly storytelling event that takes place in a couple of locations, Decatur and Lawrenceville. This was recorded back in June at Famous Pub in Toco Hills, that's Decatur. The theme that month was Lost and Found. The storyteller is Teresa Davis, who is a slam poet and co-host of Karis Books' Clitorati Feminist Open Mic series. That night, Teresa shared a story about coming out and her relationship with her son.
So I know the theme is lost and found, right? So I lost two husbands and found a new relationship with my son, okay? So I am an openly out woman of color. And when I first came out, I was worried, you know, because homophobia is pretty rampant in the world and especially in the African American community. And I thought my people were really progressive and shit would be okay, but I wasn't sure. So I had to, you know, I practiced. I was like, all right, we're going to do this. We're going to come out. It's going to be good. They're going to still love you. They will. They're going to still love you. So that came out to my brother, and I was like, that's my dude. It's like, Hassan, I'm gay. And he was like, yeah, we knew that. We just couldn't figure out why you kept getting married. Good looking out, brother. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. All right. I came out to my daughters, and they were like, okay. We can accept that, I guess. Yeah. Maybe, you know, it'll be okay. Came out to my mom. She's like, well, it's just a phase. It's a phase. She's not saying that no more because it's been a long time. But when I came out to my son at the time, he was 4. And, you know, I was like, okay, Zion. Your mama is gay. And he was like, can I have some juice? Okay, yeah, you can have some juice. Juice is good. So then I tried it again when he was like 7 or 8, and I was like, okay, Zion, your mama, she's gay. And he was like, so we're not going to the park? Get your jacket, baby, we're going to the park. So then now, you know, he's a teenage boy. So now our conversations go like, so Ma, you still like girls? And I'm like, yeah, you. And he's like, yeah. We're like, cool. So I wrote this poem when he was trying to explain to me how he felt about a girl, right? So the conversation was very confusing. It was like having a conversation in high windshield wiper type situation. I was confused. And then I thought I knew what was happening. And then I wasn't sure again. But we got it together. And this is what was born. So this poem is called Like, and it goes with the whole coming out thing. When my girl touches me the way my girl touches me, I like it. I tell her, baby, I like that. And I like more, please. Like, what's that? Her smile and a question. So I untangle myself from herself, and I explain to her as it was explained to me by my teenage son, which means this is a fact. There are two kinds of like. There is like, and there is like. Like is, I like you. Like is, yeah, I like you. My son is explaining the phenomenon of like to me because he likes this girl at school. He tells me how pretty she is, how they sat together at lunch and had a conversation. She is so smart, Mom. She is so nice. I like her. My heart swells and crashes, partly because he is more like me than I imagine, mostly because he is more like me than he knows, because I, too, am a sucker for a pretty smart, nice girl who eats food and has conversations. But I also sweep up the shards of my heart every time a girl breaks it. My son will have his heart broken a lot. He is just like his mother. and I want to warn him. I want to explain what the hopeless and hopeless romantic really means, but I really don't believe it. I mean, I refuse to believe that romance, in love, or like is hopeless, and I love the way his face breaks open when he talks about sharing ideas with this girl that he likes. I mean, he wants to make her art. And I don't care that he uses all of my supplies. He wants to give her art, and he plus art is his heart, and she will break it. And when it happens, we will cuddle on the couch, commiserate, eat comfort food. I will have ice cream. He will eat those Cheetos that bear no resemblance to any color on the wheel, but we will hold each other up back the way he held me up when heartbreak just looked like, why is my mom so sad? So when he comes home from school, tells me that this girl refused his gift, he will call himself stupid. He will call his hard work, his art, his consideration junk. He will ask me if there was some way he could have known that she didn't like him the way he liked her. So I'll ask if I can have his heart, his art. Remind him that I like him the way he is just fine. But I wonder, will this jade him? And before I get too lost in that thought, he tells me about the girl who's this next woman, science. She is so pretty. Mom, I like her. Not like, just, you know, like. And I think, oh, my boy, you're going to like her soon. You are so full of hope. So after my explanation, my girl, she tells me that she likes me. I know she's going to fucking break my heart. But I am so full of hope. I'm just like my son. So I just smile back at her. I say, baby, I like you too. And I'd like more. Please. Thank y'all for listening.
Teresa Davis there on stage at Stories on the Square in Decatur back in June. On to this week's calendar. Plenty going on Monday, July 14th. First up, Pearl McCaney reads from A Terranus Eye, Eudora Welty's Nonfiction and Photographs. This is a Georgia Center for the Book event at the Decatur Library at 7:15 p.m. Also going on Monday, July 14th, Laura Lane McNeil signs her novel Doll Baby at Acapella Books at 7 p.m. And also on Monday, the Atlanta History Center's Elson Lecture Series presents Amanda Lindout, speaking about her book, A House in the Sky. This is taking place at the Atlanta History Center at 8 p.m., and it is $10. Tuesday, July 15th, Poetry Atlanta and Karis Books presents The Horizon Leans Forward, a reading for Maya Angelou. A special tribute to the legendary Maya Angelou, local poets and writers including Opal Moore, Teresa Davis, Megan Volpert, Cheryl T. Cooley, and many more will be reading poems and passages from Dr. Angelou's work. This is taking place at the Decatur Library Auditorium at 7:15 p.m. Take a breather on Wednesday. And then, on Thursday, July 17th, Dear Bear Wolf presents Natural Selection, a monthly variety show at the Goat Farm. This is the first in this series that they're doing, featuring a multitude of Atlanta performers in literature, music, comedy, theater, film, and performance art. You can expect performances by Joe Ennis, Davey Miner, who is the mastermind behind Dear Bear Wolf, Kiki Blood, Corey Bradbury, Rattlersnake, Solange Shoguns, animation by ASIFA Atlanta, and a special musical guest, Jungle. This is all hosted by Elizabeth Jarrett. It is $7, and doors are at 8 p.m. This is taking place in the Rodriguez Room at the Goat Farm. Also going on Thursday, July 17th, the Atlanta History Center's Elson Lecture Series presents Jo Baker speaking about her book, Longborn. This is taking place at the Atlanta History Center at 7 p.m. It is $10. Saturday, July 19th, Dr. Jamila Karim speaks at the Clarkston Library. She's the author of American Muslim Women, Negotiating Race, Class, and Gender in the Ummah. This is presented by DeKalb Public Library and Karis Books, and it is taking place at 11 a.m., so this is an early afternoon thing. Also happening Saturday the 19th, up in Woodstock, Suzanne Palmieri signs The Witch of Belladonna Bay at the Foxtail Bookshop at 1 p.m., happening concurrently at that same location. Foxtail Books is hosting a writing and critique workshop. Aspiring writers looking for feedback and affirmation of their work can join with up to 2,500 words of a book excerpt, a short story, a poem, memoir, etc. This workshop is being conducted by Beth Hermes. It is $60, and it is taking place at Foxtail Books at 1 p.m. Sunday, July 20th, is the weekly Word is Born poetry open mic at Apache Cafe. The list opens up at 7 p.m. The show starts at 8. If you're 18 and over, it's $12 to get in. If you're 21 and over, it is $7. And finally, Sunday, July 20th, Rashonda Tate Billingsley reads What's Done in the Dark. This is a Georgia Center for the Book event taking place at the Decatur Library at 3 p.m. I'd like to end this week's episode with a poem. Bruce Covey is a poet and the guy who runs Coconut Books, publishers of fine volumes of poetry. He curates the What's New in Poetry reading series at Emory University. The next one's coming up July 31st. And he is the author of Change Machine, which is his sixth book of poetry. His poem, Whole, was, and that's W-H-O-L-E, was recently published in Jellyfish magazine, and it goes like this. I expect, yes, that things will get better, but waiting for them is missing every other. Like the cello my father never played. What if I only purchased books published this year, or wrote with a pen I bought the year before last? In Decatur, it's easy to play bocce, even though I never met anyone who knows the rules. Grammar, on the other hand, is often better broken. My simultaneous heart is a sentence fragment. 2 days after Valentine's, I feel like the cello is only its hollow core, apple of someone's eye. The apple, I mean, is a part of the eye. That's Bruce Covey's poem, Whole. We've got a link to that at wabe.org/litcast. So that's the Litcast for the week of July 14th, 2014. Many, many thanks to Jason Parker and Dan Raby from WABE's digital department and to Kimberly Harbrecht from AtlantaPlanet.com for help with our calendar, which is available, again, wabe.org/litcast. Go ahead and bookmark it. Our music is from Atlanta bands Book Club, Jeffrey Bootser, and Ocelot. I am your host, Mike Johns. The Litcast is a production of 90.1 WABE, Atlanta's NPR station. Keep writing, keep reading. We'll see you next week.